Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it.
My husband wants to go to breakfast, so we're doing this now. Welcome to Rocks Talks. It's good to see everyone. I'm sorry the lighting is so bad if you're watching on YouTube, but it is what it is. I'll get that all situated. My name is Roxanne, and this is our time to talk about the things that are going on, the things that you might need to be talking about. Someone's going to bring up, you're like, I don't know what's going on. I don't feel like I'm in the know. I'm getting you in the know on the daily. Today, we're going to be talking about Cowboy Carter, which was released. We're going to talk about the declining in churchgoers in the U.S. with Good Friday being this weekend. Thought it'd be a good time to discuss that. And then also a March roundup of all of the hot topics, or a lot of them, that have happened over the month. If there's something that you would like to discuss, let me know. Pop it in the chat, whether you're on the tube or you're hanging out here with me on TikTok. Love to see y'all. That'd be great. By the way, if you're on the talk, have you noticed if you tap the screen, now the hearts have turned into like Easter cuteness? It is adorbs. If you've not checked that out, definitely do. And I'd love for you to share this out so that more people will see it and check it out, especially since I think I just got a violation. Anyhow, all right, so let's just go ahead and dive into it. You know, the Beyonce country album has been stirring a lot of controversy over the last few months, and now it's out, or last month or so. Now it's out. She dropped the set list yesterday, but here's what you need to know about it. I did listen to it this morning, or some of it, not all of it, but a lot of it. I first and foremost, I think I told you, I was really excited because I wanted to hear Blackbird, because I love that song. I'm happy to say she did a good job with Blackbird. So if you want to listen to that, I definitely recommend it. I'm trying to remember there's other people on the Blackbird song. I was like, who are these people? But it was really good. Also of note, Willie Nelson is on it. Yes, he is. And Dolly Parton is on it. Dolly just kind of does like a little thing where she's like, I know you were talking about this girl. Well, I had a floozy too, basically. And then, of course, she goes in to sing Jolene. And the Jolene performance is actually really good. I think you have to be careful when you sing Jolene. Jolene is one of those things, like, you cannot mess up Jolene. You know what I'm saying? She does not mess up Jolene. You'll be happy to know. Jolene is not messed up, but it actually sounds quite good. So that was exciting to hear. And also, other of note, there's a song she's with Miley Cyrus. I was looking for the name of it, and for some reason, my Spotify does not want to show it to me. I would play some of it, but I'm afraid of a violation on the tube or on the tick. Have you listened to it yet, though? It is, I recommend, even if you're like skeptical about why is she doing country, I'm just going to let you know that it was good. There also is a song with Post Malone. I'm like, okay. And then a woman who I guess apparently was one of the original African-American country singers. Don't know her. So anyhow, I just moved up a league. Look at that. That's exciting, I think. I don't know what that means in the talk, but I'm learning. She's also on it. I'm telling you, if you went in with no expectations, you're going to enjoy it. If you went in with expectations, I still think you're going to enjoy this album. So far, so good. I've listened to about 5 or 6 songs, and I'm really enjoying it. Let me get the name of the song with Miley Cyrus, because that one actually has turned out to be my favorite. It's called, is it Two Most Wanted? I think it's like Roman numeral 2, Most Wanted. It is really, really good. They both sound excellent on it. And apparently they were like being covert and didn't even talk to each other at the Grammys because they didn't want anyone to suspect that they were doing something together. So anyhow, those are my recommendations. Check it out. And I'd love to know your opinions. If you've watched, if you've listened to any of the songs, or if you're just like, I don't even want her doing country. If you do, safe space. This is what this is. Let me know what you're thinking about that. Good to see you, Raphael. Okay, so then the other thing, next thing we're talking about is churchgoers. Have you heard that, and I'd love to know if you're surprised about this, but numbers came out and the churchgoers, and I mean like people who actually go to service, not people who believe or who worship, people who actually go to service on the regular in America, has declined in a big way, okay? 3 in 10 Americans say they attend a religious service every week. 21% every week. Okay, so let me just dive into that. Some of the of those, let me just get this down. I'm going to read it to you. 3 in 10 Americans say they attend religious services every week, 21% or almost every week, 9% say they every week, while 11% report attending once a month. 25% say they seldom attend and 31% say they never attend. That's a Gallup poll that just came out. Of all the groups, and they divided like all the groups into the denomination, the only group who said whose attendance has actually gone up in the last two decades is, I almost said religiously, pun intended, I guess, are Jews and Muslims. Other than that, not so much. And I think it's really interesting because, one other thing, the LDS church, that they have been consistent, but Christians and non-denominations has been declining in a big way. And I think it's interesting because I grew up going to church all the time. Did you, is church something you still go to? I went to church religiously, pun intended, I guess. And that was just a given. You wake up, you go to church, like it's Sunday, you're going to church. I remember my older sister would always like, oh, I'm too tired. I'm like, you're not too tired. You just don't want to go. But I always went. I went to a religious college. I went to Baylor University, the largest Baptist university in the world. And we went to church. I even went to church when I was in Michigan for law school. I still went to church as regularly as you can when you're doing all the law school things. And then when I got out of law school, I went to church on the regular, was part of like the young professionals group. When I moved to Austin, kind of started that. I was helping out with the teens, all those things. But I'll tell you, honestly, I don't go to church on the regular anymore. So when I see this, I'm like, I can resonate with that. When we moved to California, we were going to church on the regular, true story. And we were going to a very popular church, like a mega church. If you've ever heard of Purpose Driven Life, author of that book, we went to his church. And I was doing all the steps and like doing all the 101, 202, 303, 404 classes. I didn't know I was telling you the story, but I'm just going to tell you the story. Doing all the things. I'm so sorry about the lighting. Hold on. I feel so bad for my YouTubers because the lighting. Let me just do this. It's so bad. I don't know what I've done to that screen. Maybe I'll get it better. Is that a little better? Hope so. So we're going all the time. So I did all the classes and to become a member. And I couldn't quite figure out why my membership to the church never went through. I'm like, what's going on? Why isn't my membership going through? I've done all the things. What's going on? And then, my friends, I go on to discover after reaching out to them several times that they're like, well, your address is the same as a gentleman's address. Are y'all married? I'm like, no. And I told them, honestly, no. I'm like, yeah, well, you can't be a member of the church. He needs to move out until you guys get married because we can't do that. I was shocked and I was blown away because they never said that was a thing. So because I was living in sin, they would not let me be a member of the church. Y'all, that hit me in all the places. I'm not even kidding. I was on the phone with him. I was like, I said, wait a moment. Let me ask you this. Different scenarios. I'm like, does this mean that you don't allow certain people? I don't know what I'm allowed to say on the talk, but people who may be of the same gender, could they not be a member? And they're like, no. And I said, well, you didn't say that anywhere. Like, these are things that you should tell people. I went for months and took your classes to become a member, and you never said that you don't accept people. And I said, listen, if I was someone who did not go to church on the regular, did not have deep faith, the way you've treated me now would actually turn me away. The fact that you, because my boyfriend, now husband, and I are living together and you looked at the addresses and saw this and you just ignored and said I couldn't become a member and didn't say anything until I had to reach out, that would be enough for me to like really doubt you and perhaps my faith. I said, but I have a good, like I have, my faith is deep and this is not doing, that's not gonna do that to me. But do you realize what you're doing to people? You say you love people, but you won't let them become a member of your church if they don't follow XYZ. And you don't tell them that. And so we only went one other time after that. I was devastated. I never felt rejected or persecuted by a church before. Going in all my years, I always felt the love and the warmth of going, you know, churches in general and my faith. And when that happened, I just didn't want to go anymore. And I felt bad because my husband hadn't grown up going to church on the regular and he was enjoying going to church with me and all those things. And I'm like, I can't go there. And so I really haven't been back. And that was years ago. So when I see these results, seeing that fewer and fewer Americans are going to church on the regular, I get it. It doesn't affect my faith. My faith is still strong, but the institution of church was just marred for me by that experience. And hi, Carla, good to see you, in a big way. So when I see these numbers, I'm like, I can see why. And the truth of the matter is, like I said, it doesn't impact my faith. I have a deep faith, but I don't love the haves and the have-nots, you're in and you're not in, and the lack of transparency. And if that happened in a church that is, like, again, author of Purpose Driven Life, happened at that church, that's a representation of a lot of churches. Anyhow, a lot. One day I'd like to have a talk with them. I'm like, listen, I know you're retired now from that church, but I want you to know what happened at your church and why and how it deeply bothered me. And what I think we could have a good dialogue. So I'm just putting Rick Warren, let's have a conversation. I'm curious though, do you go to church? Yes, I'm talking about religion. I said we're gonna talk about all things, it's a safe place. Do you go to church? Or did you go to church and you don't go any longer? I'd love to know in the chat if you feel comfortable talking about that, or just DM me. I'm good conversation. Okay, the next thing on the list, we're going to do a little March roundup because this is the last day, the last weekday of March. So I thought, right, why not? Because when we come back on Monday, we're going to be April rolling and going. Top stories and things in March. Well, of course, March Madness, which is going on right now. Elite Eight will be finalized here pretty soon. That and my teams are just fallen to the wayside, by the way. Alas, that's going on. That's always a big story. Other big stories, and let's talk a little about like reality TV. The finale of Love is Blind happened this month. That was like major. The reunion happened. The show was actually came back from a bad dumpster fire of a show of season 4 or season 5. Season 6 was very good. So if you've not watched Love is Blind, I'm a huge fan. Watch it. When another season comes out, we will definitely be talking about it. And of course, you on the tube, you know that. We talked about it a lot. A lot of you started watching and said, oh my gosh, it's so good. If you have not watched it before and you're looking for something to binge, go on Netflix and enjoy the heck out of it because it is something else. Also, the finale of The Bachelor happened this week. So that happened in March as well, too. Joey found his love with Kelsey. And we have a new Bachelorette, first time ever in like the 30 or 40 some seasons. There is an Asian lead. Her name is Jen, and she looks like a Disney princess. Let's face it. Second star of the show. I'm like, she's just adorable. So it'll be interesting. They didn't show a lot about her this season, which shame on them for that. So it will be interesting to learn about her. I'm excited, and I hope that that's going to go really well. And I hope that people are kind. We like kind people. My husband got me this. He ran off to Starbucks this morning and he's like, what do you want? And y'all, I've been jamming. I'm usually a chai tea latte warm person. This drink, we're going to call this part of March Roundup, is an iced, let me get this right, lavender oat milk matcha. If you've not tried it, life-changing. So very good. Just saying. Also this month, the mystery of Kate Middleton has been solved. The mystery been going on since January. And it got to a point, like a pretty like boiling point where we were wondering, is something wrong with her? Now, I'm a big believer. Listen, I think that what the world did by being very curious was totally understandable. Why? Because let's face it, they were so vague and so weird about what was going on. It caused a lot of uncertainty. This is not a private family. This is a family whose job is to literally be in the public eye. So when she disappeared, it was very, very hard. Okay. So, I am actually, sorry, I got a message from my dad. I want to make sure he was okay. It was kind of weird. So I don't think it was bad, but people were apologizing. Like, we shouldn't have been speculating. Well, yeah, you should have. It's totally fine to speculate. It wasn't like anyone, we all wanted everything to be okay. And honestly, our speculations were better than the reality. I feel for her, although I am hearing some people think that maybe that was an AI video. Do you think that was an AI video? I'm like, I didn't even think about that. Could that have been an AI video? I don't know. But my heart goes out to her, and I hope that she has a speedy recovery. And to everyone who is suffering from cancer, because cancer, it sucks. Cancer sucks. Fact. So anything else that happened this month? of course, there were some tragedies. Let's not forget in Russia, so sad, the terrorist attack. That is horrible. That happened. Also in Baltimore, we cannot forget the bridge collapsing, and that was something else. So we had like highs and lows in a big way, and you got to find the joy. So as we round up March, my suggestion or my idea or my thought is like, take a moment and look at your highs and lows, all of them. Sometimes we're like, let's be toxic positivity is not what we're going for here, right? What was great about this month? And what are some things? Good morning, Tammy. Oh my gosh, you're live. Yeah, I love it. I'm usually not on this early, but Scott wants to go have lunch or breakfast, whatever you do in the morning. So I was like, okay, I got to come on early. But I'm curious, and you don't have to share it with me necessarily, but take a moment and just kind of document the highs and the lows. It's hard for us to realize when things are good or when things are not good if we don't actually take a moment and take stock and recognize them. And so that would be my encouragement to you. I got to tell you, I had a frustration this week. I was frustrated. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to be further than I am. And then I took a moment. I thought, but where are you? And how far have you come? This month, I've really dove into really into TikTok, which is why this is the first week we're doing the show live here, which has been phenomenal. And I'm enjoying it. And even though I have those moments where I'm like, what am I doing? I'm learning so much about it and meeting so many people and interacting in a great way. And that's growth. I think as we get older, we get that feeling of being afraid to do something new because we're comfortable and we're old. When you're young, I look at my puppy. My puppy is fearless, which means that sometimes she falls backwards or flips around because she's a puppy and she's fine with that. Then I look at my older dog and she's like, Baylor's like not having it. She's not moving. She's like, I am just not having it. Because she knows if I go here, I'll fall. It might hurt. That's how we are as well too. But what if we had that childlike or that puppy-like, we took that approach to life just a little bit, not maybe not everything, but a little bit more. We're not afraid of failure. We're not afraid, oh my gosh, if I do this, I'll fall down. So what if you